Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. We'll get your forecast from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Also, latest headlines from Kelly Sports with Corey, who's in for Dalton this morning. And right now, Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good start again this morning as traveling in for Baldwin County. No delays from Loxley, Malvis, and Daphne. For traffic spans forward as well, traffic building along the causeway. But the Bayway, smooth. We've got a good ride in this morning. Just a couple broke down vehicles near the 1065 split, but no accidents reported. Throughout July at the spot, the Battle House in downtown Mobile, it's Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, 76 degrees now, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. And Corey, good morning. A national story gaining traction as immigrant families nationwide are being split up. Senator Doug Jones has announced that he is co-sponsoring the Senate Bill 3036. The Keep Families Together Act, introduced by Senator Dianne Feinstein. The goal of this legislation is to stop the U.S. Department of Homeland Security from taking children from their parents at the border. Senator Jones plans to sign this legislation this week, saying in part, quote, "The administration's new policy of ripping apart families by separating innocent children from their parents is completely contrary to our core American values. This cruel policy needs to end now, but we need workable solutions that can address the specific problem long term. While we wish it were true, there's no easy fix for the underlying problem." We'll keep you posted on any movement on this legislation because, of course, Senator Doug Jones is representing the state of Alabama. An update to an escaped inmate story that we brought you last week. The Alabama Department of Corrections has confirmed that 34-year-old John Henry McAdams, he escaped Friday night from the Alexander City Work Release Center. He was recaptured less than 2 hours later. Great job by the gentlemen and gentlewomen in uniform, because they got this guy back behind bars. 34-year-old McAdams is serving a 1-year sentence for possession of chemicals with intent to manufacture. He was prosecuted here in Mobile County. So get this. He escaped at 7:30 p.m. He surrendered at 9:23 p.m.
Yeah, but those couple hours of freedom. Wow.
Woo. Great news. Fantastic. No violence involved in this one. But as we were saying earlier this show, I'm thinking he's going to have more charges lobbed his way. He has earned them. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A bizarre Amber Alert case over the weekend. A 7-week-old baby was found safe. Police arrested John Betancourt, charged with interference with custody. It all began when the child's mother was detained for suspicion of shoplifting at Burlington Coat Factory in Mobile. Police said she handed the baby off to Betancourt. Police said he was a stranger to the woman. When she left the store, her baby and vehicle were gone and were spotted later on Old Pascagoula Road. The body of an 87-year-old man has been found in the Tombigbee River. The man was thrown overboard when his boat hit a stump in the river. It happened near the Olin Chemical Plant near McIntosh. Rescuers had been searching for the man since the crash Thursday. One of the founding members of the rock band Three Doors Down has been arrested, charged with gun, drug, and domestic violence charges. Todd Harrell was arrested Friday at his home in Mississippi after an argument with his wife that she said turned physical. Harrell previously served 2 years in prison for causing a deadly crash in Nashville back in 2013. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile and Baldwin County's liquid aeration. Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating micro channels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Or just give us a call, 626-3309.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
The right hire can have such an impact on your business, so it's crucial to make sure that your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. And you could try posting on job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who's going to see the posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every single day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds on LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
The U.S. Open concluded yesterday at Shinnecock Hills in New York with a familiar face winning his second consecutive U.S. Open Championship trophy. American Brooks Koepka shot a final round 68 with a one-over par and final score of 281 to hold off Tommy Fleetwood of England by one stroke, claiming the $2.16 million top prize. Koepka joins Ben Hogan and Curtis Strang as the only golfers in the last 68 years to win consecutive U.S. Open championships.
Pretty good company, yeah.
The U.S. Open didn't have its share of controversy as Phil Mickelson hit the rolling golf ball on the 13th hole on Saturday that led to a two-shot penalty and still has the golf world buzzing.
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-shot penalty, and at that time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting the same shot over. I took the two-shot penalty, moved on. It's
all over but the crying.
It's all over but the crying. Tommy Fleetwood became just the sixth player to shoot a 63 in a U.S. Open round, finishing second. Fleetwood began the final round six shots out of the lead, but still pocketed a cool $1.29 million for his second place finish. The number one golfer in the world, Dustin Johnson, finished third, but on moving day, four out of the top 10 golfers in the world didn't make the cut. Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and John Rahm were four of those golfers. Last night, the Mobile Bay Bears defeated the Pensacola Wahoos 6-4 in 10 innings, concluding a five-game road trip. The Bay Bears lost the series 3-2 and begin the second half of the season with a six-game homestand series against the Tennessee Smokies on Thursday at 6:35 at Hank Aaron Stadium. During the College World Series that started on Saturday, North Carolina defeated Oregon State 8-6, and the Mississippi State Bulldogs did it again, defeating the Washington Huskies in the ninth inning 1-0. On yesterday, Arkansas defeated Texas 11-5 after a long rain delay, and Texas Tech beat the Florida Gators 6-3. In today's elimination game at 1 o'clock p.m., Oregon State faces Washington, and Mississippi State faces North Carolina at 6 o'clock p.m. in the winner's bracket. In the FIFA World Cup in Russia, Serbia defeated Costa Rica 1-0. Mexico stunned Germany and beat them for the first time ever 1-0. And Brazil and Switzerland ended in a 1-1 tie. In this morning's action, Sweden has taken on South Korea, Belgium plays Panama, and Tunisia will square off with England at 1 o'clock p.m. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
All right, I want to add this to it because I'm just trying to learn more about the soccer culture.
Yes.
And what's going on with World Cup. I mean, I, you know, the things I know are like the vuvuzela sound. You
know? Oh, yeah.
I know that. I know a little bit about the vuvuzela, but now the vuvuzela making another showing here in Russia. The story says the 2018 World Cup is, at this point they put it out, was only one day old, and it's already gotten weird. The folks over Business Insider said the host country, and they talked about the Russia-Saudi Arabia match, but they also then point out that there was a bear that was driven through the Moscow streets in a Jeep.
Wait, a real-life bear?
That would be correct.
Like a grizzly host, bear?
Yeah, well, it'd be European brown bear. Yeah, okay. Same Ursus horribilis.
Not Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Not
but,
Teddy
yeah,
Ruxpin.
But same, yeah, same, same critter. genetics are almost the same in brown and grizzlies. They are the, don't get off in a nerd conversation, Sullivan. But one of the main talking points right now is this Jeep that was driven through the streets of Moscow, and the bear appears to be blowing a vuvuzela. Okay,
stop
sounds like
it.
A swarm of bees. Once again, this would be the vuvuzela sound. Okay, so there's it's like this horn that sounds like a swarm of bees.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only is the bear seemingly playing the vuvuzela, the bear is giving an offensive gesture. Okay? It is a the blank U in Russia. You know, there's different places. There's different, you know, I had to learn traveling as a kid that, you know, our normal wave in certain places meant something else in different cultures.
Yes.
The bear, by the way, I'm going to put this link up on Twitter. The bear is real. And the vuvuzela is, we think, real. And the offensive gesture from the bear, they believe, is real as well. How you train a bear to tell everybody to in the Russian
to go find a new place to go.
That's right. You, the story up on Twitter, which y'all see that. But yeah, there you go. So there is World Cup action. While we have crazy fans, we don't have bears playing vuvuzelas, giving offensive gestures to the crowd.
So what is the bear given as a treat for carrying out the act?
Probably one of the Costa Rican team members, yes. Usually they bring them there. All right, 720, be right back.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. Now finance and get a starting MSRP of $28,360 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive dependability. And right now, finance and get a starting MSRP of $28,360 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond, and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. MSRP based on a Ram 1500 Tradesman model with MSRP of $33,860. Excludes tax, title, registration, and license fees. Manufacturer's total cash allowance equals $5,500. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Not compatible with lease offers. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this. this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey.
Now stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners, commercial, and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
This is Rhona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a good start so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us accident-free conditions. Do have a broke-down vehicle around the curve there on the 1065 split. Few accidents we've had, though, out of the roadways for now. Whether you broke down or maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, and they even offer underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 723, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Wait a minute now. Before what? We get into headlines, yes. That bear needs a timeout.
Y'all go see the Twitter feed.
Oh,
yeah, so
my.
We know what it's like to have, like, rowdy fans and mascots here at stateside, but they do it a little bit differently in Russia when they break out the brown bear that gives you the one-finger salute while playing the vuvuzela. It's
a... Talking about a bird. All right. It is 7:22 on your Monday morning. An investigation in Mobile has turned now into a homicide investigation as a victim has died as a result of his injuries. 46-year-old Richard Berryhill was shot in the stomach in late May in the driveway of his home. That's according to Mobile police. Shooting happened on Jones Avenue just after 10 p.m. Police say the victim did not know the person who shot him. He was taken to the hospital but later died as a result of his injuries June 5th. If you have information which can assist in this homicide investigation, you're urged to contact police. Good news, as a 13-year-old runaway has been located, Christina Leanna Mosley. She was a teenager who left her home back on Monday, June 11th. She left her home through a bedroom window without permission from her parents. But good news, she has been located safely. That's the extent of the details that we have. One of Alabama's first black school superintendents has died. Robert Brown served as superintendent of the Greene County School District for a decade, beginning in 1970. Tuscaloosa News is reporting that he died of natural causes back on June the 10th. He was the son of sharecroppers who grew up in rural West Alabama, graduated from high school in Birmingham, and attended Alabama A&M University. So there, he was named the school superintendent during a time when civil rights movement was very, very active. He was inducted into the Black Belt Hall of Fame at the University of West Alabama in 2013. Mr. Robert Brown was 95 years old. Yes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 724 FM Talk 106.5. Hope you had a great Father's Day. Dad's out there.
Yeah.
Big day for grilling and hanging out with the kids and all that kind of good stuff.
We took a bike ride, too.
You know, y'all pack more. It used to be that people were, you know, they'd say, God bless Sullivan, you do a lot of stuff on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I say, you know, we work hard all week and we play hard too. But then the Finleys, y'all were like 18 different places. You went to that concert Friday night down
we
at
did.
The Wharf.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we attended the Blue Way Connection, Africa Town.
Right.
Blue Way Connection. Very exciting time that there's now a new launch space to, now that I'm a canoe you know, expert of one day.
Right, that's good.
I can appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, and it was so beautiful. Black, white, young, old, you know, people who are all about remembering the leaders of yesterday, making sure that we don't forget that history. history and the impact and what Africatown means. This is a big deal. I mean, we have some national eyes, you know, in our city watching what happens with that. Yeah, that was Saturday. And then Sunday was a really
grilling and bike riding, right?
Yeah, we because then it was about my bonus son. We took Carlos out. And so we took a bike ride down to Southern National.
There you
and
go.
Had brunch.
Wow. That's
good
fancy.
Weekend.
Did you do anything that fancy, Corey?
Not anything that fancy at all.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's not fancy.
This is what we got to deal with.
No, but here's the deal. We live in the city. We're proud of that. And so in order to, you know, see our neighbors and frequent local, we're all about local.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to be able to see everyone that you live near, that you work near, and just to enjoy the elements. Because people pay a lot of money to come visit here. And here we are living here. So
that's right. I visited local fish over the weekend.
See?
And caught them. So it was
that's fancy schmancy to me.
All local fish.
Yeah.
All the fish were local. None of the fish came in from elsewhere to be caught.
You think about people, they plan an entire year to come meet those local fish.
That's right.
And you're like on a first name basis with them.
Which, speaking of which, you mentioned earlier, I had talked about it on Friday, but the shark fishing story.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we delve into that, please?
Okay. So just the short of it is if you'll go to alaparks.org or we'll put the news story up again. You can see they're doing a limited run. I think it's on Tuesdays. They're allowing shark fishing on the Gulf State Pier. In the past, they haven't said you can't catch sharks, but they've regulated the size equipment you can have out there to not encourage shark fishing.
So June 19th, Tuesday, June 26th.
Right. So those are a test case to see how it works. In the evenings, they'll close it at the end there. Those people will be able to shark fish.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see how it goes. There's so many sharks that have not been caught there that they're given issues with somebody's catching a Spanish mackerel or speckled trout or ground mullet or whatever, and the shark is saying, hey, look, there's a snack, and they're eating it. So they're trying to bring that population shark put it in check so people can catch more fish off there. So that's an exploratory thing they're doing at Gulf State Pier.
Mm-hmm.
And but you got to get signed up. They're going to draw 10 people. You get to go, and then they're going to probably interview you or see what happened and all those kind of things. And it probably going forward is something they're going to implement, but they're doing like all state, just make sure before they give something a green light how it's going
to
work.
Okay, so inquiry minds want to know.
Okay.
What's the pro to this, from a pros and cons standpoint? What's the pro?
Well, the pro is there's, you know, from the people that fish the pier that I talk to, there are so many sharks there that it makes it tough for them to get their catch in. Whatever, you know, the sharks are going to do what sharks do. There's a struggling fish on the end of the line. They're going to eat it. I mean, so that's what a shark does, right?
What's the con?
Well, the con would be they don't want to encourage shark fishing, because if you were chumming or doing things like that and bringing more sharks in, then that would be bad. They're trying to, limit the sharks that are already there by the nature of the people fishing, extra baits in the water, catching fish, but not have an encouraged situation of more shark fishing.
You say it with such ease, but I know we all appreciate you breaking it down for us. Mm-hmm. If you have more questions, you can call 251-967-FISH.
There you go. Very good.
Great number.
All right. 728 FM Talk 106.5. Weekday weather. Now, we had the thunderstorms abate a little bit yesterday. Dr. Bill has a little bit of a drier. Now, not real dry. It's still summer. We're almost summer here on the Gulf Coast, but a little drier forecast on the way. He'll join us in a few minutes.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Ocean Springs man is in custody accused of picking up 5 underage girls from a foster home in Mobile and taking them across state lines. Ocean Springs police say 20-year-old Jordan McLean met a 16-year-old on Facebook and drove to a local group foster home after she asked him to pick her up. When McLean got there, 4 other girls decided to go with him. On the way back to Mississippi, authorities say the 20-year-old provided Xanax and marijuana to the group. A Birmingham police officer is on administrative leave accused of raping a family member when she was a child. A warrant's been issued for the department's public information officer, Lieutenant Pete Williston. The victim told police Williston sexually abused her from 2008 to 2011, beginning when she was just 14. A crime alert in Mobile. Police are investigating a robbery over the weekend at the Subway on Spring Hill Avenue. That crime happened Sunday. It's the third time that a Subway in Mobile has been robbed this month. The first robbery happened on June 6th at the Subway near the Loop in Mobile. That store was hit twice within a week. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe. 471-1137.
First Lady Melania Trump and former First Lady Laura Bush are criticizing the policy of separating children from parents who are trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. Correspondent Nick Valencia is at the nation's largest child detention center in Brownsville, Texas.
Most of those that are here right now are unaccompanied minors, those that showed up at the border without their parents. But as this zero tolerance policy has taken hold, more and more of the children showing up here are children that are separated from their families.
A strong earthquake hit Osaka, Japan during morning rush hour, killing at least three people and injuring more than 200. The World Health Organization is about to classify video game addiction as a mental health condition. Gaming disorder will be added to the International Classification of Diseases. Wall Street traders go back to work soon.
Well, summer arrives this Thursday, but right now on Wall Street, things are downright chilly. Stocks coming off a down week for the Dow on worries about an escalating U.S.-China trade war.
I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. American Airlines has agreed to pay $45 million to settle a three-year-old lawsuit accusing four domestic carriers of collusion and antitrust practices. The suit claims American, Delta, Southwest, and United illegally signaled to one another information about managing capacity in order to keep airfares elevated despite stagnant demand and decreasing fuel costs. American, which admitted no wrongdoing in settling the case, is the second airline to enter into a settlement agreement. In January of 2018, Southwest agreed to pay $15 million to settle the case. After more than 3 years of debate, Enbridge's request to build a new $2.6 billion pipeline across northern Minnesota is finally in front of decision makers. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission today will begin deliberations with a decision on the Canadian company's proposal to build a new pipeline that would replace an aging and corroding line. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a broadly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stackout deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your two and four-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6945.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So Father's Day a little bit better on the rainfall. A few showers out there, but generally more sun.
Yeah, definitely. It turned out a lot better for Sunday's weather. And we officially had just 0.02 at the airport. We have, by the way, gone above the normal rainfall for the month of June, which was 6.11. We're now up to 6.23. And we've got a whole half of the month to go yet. As for today, it looks like we're back to more of a normal pattern. After that last week with that upper air disturbance, it's moved out of the area now. And we can look for partly cloudy skies today. That's a slight chance of thunderstorm, and temperatures are going to be up around 91, perhaps 92 this afternoon. Tonight down to about 72, and then tomorrow mostly sunny, just a few afternoon thunderstorms around, and temperatures in the low 90s. And by the way, temperatures today and tomorrow getting in the low 90s, we'll likely see a heat index around 100 or 102, so very uncomfortable. The rest of the week for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a few afternoon thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies, and high temperatures in the low 90s. So that's just about what we expect in the month of June.
All right, Dr. Bill, watching some showers in the Southwest Gulf. Is that from that disturbed weather we were talking about last week?
Yeah, it was in the Caribbean, Western Caribbean last week. It's moved across Yucatan, now in the Southwest Gulf. There hasn't been any development. It looks like it's going to be just a rain event for mainly South Texas and move on into the hill country of Texas over the next couple of days. Elsewhere, it's pretty quiet across the Caribbean, and there is a disturbed area of weather way out in the Atlantic near the African coast, but it's very early in the season for any development out there. We'll continue to watch it, but right now things look good across the tropics.
All right, good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update. And remember, all hurricane season long, the man, PhD in tropical weather. That's why we stay tuned to him. 7:36, we'll check headlines next. And my friend Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators in studio. And we're talking about bugs, as always. You're not talking about bugs, but one of the bugs that dominates most conversations for folks here is that of termites. And that's a big deal for us down here.
Yeah, the Formosan swarm, it definitely gets people's attention. You know, it's always, like I said, around Mother's Day. We're getting to that tail end of it, but we're still getting calls with people seeing them still.
How do y'all tackle that? How do y'all, when you come out and you set up a program to keep the termites out, how do y'all do that?
Well, you know, it's tough to keep that swarmer out, because he's going to come through 1/64 of an inch. So the swarmers can get in the house. It's just a matter of how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them to actually determine whether you're having a problem.
Okay, so just because I saw some out by the streetlight doesn't mean I have them.
That does not. That just means they're somewhere nearby and they're swarming out. You know, if you call me and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or there's thousands of them in my kitchen or in a particular room, then that would lead to a potential problem, and we'll definitely need to get on that one sooner than later.
All right, if we want to get y'all to come out and check it out, tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a good start so far this morning across the Bayway and the Causeway. A few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadway. Starting to see some delays on the service road near Government Lakeside. Also, as you're traveling up towards University Boulevard, Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65, the regular delays and no new wrecks at the roadways. Market in the Park is back again every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama Farmers Market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org and like them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
7:41, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. We're always talking about the selection in vehicles. What about selection in financing, Larry?
It's tremendous, as we talked about off the air. You know, we've gotten a lot of faxes over the machine this morning and emails over our telephones with special programs coming out for the rest of the month of June. You know, we've got special rates, terms, lending just is great right now.
All right, so you got some summertime specials when it comes to financing rates. Talk to us about what we can pick up for a vehicle right now. What you get on the lot that's going to tweak our interest this morning?
Well, we got a tremendous selection across the board. You know, we got still a big selection of the third seat SUVs, both full size and mid size, and then we just got regular two-seater SUVs. We got a great selection of cars, sports cars, family cars, you got it. And then we got trucks, diesels, four-wheel drives, two-wheel drives. We've got a tremendous selection of all of them.
All right, always such a great selection. If we're going to come out and check it out in person, give us directions.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:42, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Good morning to you. The Fairfield New Venture Ship is coming to Gulf Shores as part of the Artificial Coastal Reefs Program. State Conservation Department says they will scuttle a 250-foot-long ship in the Gulf of Mexico this week, and this is to add new marine habitat off the Alabama coast. So the ship is the Fairfield New Venture. It's an old research vessel. So the site where they will sink this ship will become a destination for all of you who like to dive, and maybe you're an angler. This is in about 125 feet of water. So you may wonder why that area. It's because the Gulf bottom is mostly flat and sandy, which means the fish and other marine life are highly attracted. Va, 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 boom.
Settle down.
I know, it's Monday. Okay, if this sounds familiar, another ship they sank another ship about 18 miles south of Perdido Pass. The $970,000 program to sink the ship this Wednesday is funded by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. If you'll recall, I told you about a story involving recall, salmonella, and pre-cut melons. So we've determined, buy your own melon, cut it up yourself,
right,
end of story.
Do the work yourself.
It's really a sweet job when you do it yourself.
You are on today.
Am I on fire today?
Yeah.
I'm still loving Father's Day weekend. Go figure. Okay, so here in Alabama, we're now impacted. Four grocery store locations are now included in the national recall. So the Sprouts Farmers Market in Birmingham, Hoover, Madison, and Vestavia Hills, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they confirm these new names, and they're advising you if you purchase melon at any of these stores, do not consume it. We're talking fresh-cut watermelon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe, and fresh-cut fruit medley products containing any of these melons. They were sold in Indianapolis from an Indiana-based Cato Foods. The fruit was recalled June 8th. Now, here's what you need to know. 60 people across 20 states have become sick because of this melon. Fruits have been recalled from a variety of grocery stores, which include Walmart, Walgreens, Sprouts Farmers Market, Costco Sprouts, and Whole Foods. So we have many of these stores here in the area, so just be mindful of that. Go the old-fashioned way. Purchase your own melon.
Mm-hmm.
Chop it up with a Ginsu knife. Enjoy it and share it with your friends. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:45, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll talk sports with Corey LeBounty. And speaking of sports, one of the stories that continues on this morning, what should have happened with Phil Mickelson and that putt-putt action he did yesterday. We'll get into that. And also review the rules of golf coming up at 8:05. Y'all stay close.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Professional collision auto body repair shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A bizarre Amber Alert case over the weekend. A seven-week-old baby was found safe. Police arrested John Betancourt, charged with interference with custody. It all began when the child's mother was detained for suspicion of shoplifting at Burlington Coat Factory in Mobile. Police said she handed the baby off to Betancourt. Police said he was a stranger to the woman. When she left the store, her baby and vehicle were gone. It was spotted later on Old Pascagoula Road. The body of an 87-year-old man has been found in the Tom Bigby River. The man was thrown overboard when his boat hit a stump in the river. It happened near the Olin Chemical Plant near McIntosh. Rescuers had been searching for the man since the crash Thursday. One of the founding members of the rock band Three Doors Down has been arrested, charged with gun, drug, and domestic violence charges. Todd Harrell was arrested Friday at his home in Mississippi after an argument with his wife that she said turned physical. Harrell previously served 2 years in prison for causing a deadly crash in Nashville back in 2013. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, and time to check sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
The Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. The U.S. Open concluded yesterday at Shinnecock Hills in New York with a familiar face winning his second consecutive U.S. Open Championship trophy. American Brooks Koepka shot a final round 68 with a one over par and a final score of 281 to hold off Tommy Fleetwood of England by one stroke, claiming the $2.16 million top prize. Koepka joins Ben Hogan and Curtis Strain as the only golfers in the last 68 years to win consecutive U.S. Open championships. The U.S. Open had its share of controversy as Phil Mickelson hit his rolling golf ball on the 13th hole on Saturday that led to a two-shot penalty and still has the golf world buzzing.
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-shot penalty, and at that time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting the same shot over. I took the two-shot penalty, moved on.
He didn't adhere to the putt-putt and Mountasia rules
right
this past week.
Because I would like to do, on the windmill hole, I would like to go around the back of the windmill and hit it again.
No soup for you.
That's right.
Pretty interesting to watch. Tommy Fleetwood became just the sixth player to shoot a 63 in a U.S. Open round in his final round. Fleetwood began the final round six shots out of the lead, but still pocketed a cool $1.29 million for his second place prize. Number one golfer in the world, Dustin Johnson, finished in third place, and four out of the top 10 golfers in the world did not make the cut. That included Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and John Rahm. Last night, the Mobile Bay Bears defeated the Pensacola Wahoos 6-4 in 10 innings in a five-game road trip that they were on. The Bay Bears lost the series 3-2 and begin the second half of the season with a 6-game homestand series against the Tennessee Smokies on Thursday at 6:35 at Hank Aaron Stadium. Also, this Father's Day weekend, the College World Series started up. On Saturday, North Carolina defeated Oregon State 8-6, and Mississippi State, their rally continues as they defeated Washington in the bottom of the ninth for a victory of 1-0. On yesterday, Arkansas defeated Texas 11-5 after a very long rain delay, and Texas Tech beat the defending College World Series champions Florida Gators 6-3. In today's elimination game at 1 o'clock p.m., Oregon State faces Washington, and later on tonight, in the winner's bracket, Mississippi State faces North Carolina at 6 o'clock. In FIFA World Cup action, Serbia defeated Costa Rica 1-0. Mexico stunned Germany 1-0, triggering an artificial earthquake after fans jumped up and down in jubilation, setting off the earthquake detectors in downtown Mexico. So I know they really had to be stoked in their sombreros. Brazil and Switzerland ended in a 1-1 tie. This morning, Sweden takes on South Korea. Belgium plays Panama. And Tunisia will square off against England at 1 o'clock. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head on over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways. A nice ride so far. Airport, Mont Lamar, also off of Moffitt and University. Starting to see some heavier pockets of traffic. Nice ride across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. At Abama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. With a larger selection than the box stores and a better pricing, see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
754 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean, Kelly, Corey, you coming up next hour at 343-0106. Plus, from Southern Fairways Golf Show, Randy Bergen's going to join us. We will get into the rules of putt-putt versus regular golf and what happened yesterday with Mickelson. All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
You know what? Here's a headline. It's called breaking news headline.
Yes.
And I'm tweeting this as we speak, okay? Our friend Buck is the real MVP.
Yes, he is.
Check out the special delivery. He just happened to swing by and give us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
The finest I've been eating on these homegrown tomatoes from him for a while. This batch is fantastic.
I'm sending a virtual high five to Buck and his wife because, you know, it's a family affair.
It's good.
Oh, my. Okay, real fast, want to tell you this. Guess what? We have some new visitors in town this week. It's a new week, and we're in for a treat as some of the most accomplished, brightest, and most distinguished young ladies are arriving in town today. Yes, more than 50 of the nation's best and brightest young women arriving in Mobile for the Distinguished Young Women National Finals events. They're here for 2 weeks. These are recent high school graduates. They're going to learn all about Southern culture. We had one in last year, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely young lady. They are competing for some big business when it comes to scholarships. Do you understand the impact that comes about with this? Because it's very easy, if you're not familiar, to think, oh, okay, they're young ladies, they're pretty young ladies. Mm-hmm. Oh, substance and scholastic, just greatness.
They were the people in high school that made it hard for the rest of us, yes.
Them. Those are the ones you want to sit next to in high school. Let's just put it that way. Okay, so here's the deal. For the 2018 participants, $2.1 million in cash scholarships have been awarded so far, all right? And by the time it's all said and done, which is June 30th at the Mobile Civic Center, the total will have gone up another $111,000. Wow.
Cha-ching.
Okay. These young ladies are competing in five categories: scholastics, interview, talent, fitness, and self-expression. And then there's this. Another $18,500 will be available through satellite scholarships. There are three new scholarships, which are $1,000 STEM science scholarships and two $2,500 Tell Me a Story scholarships. I love this because we are applauding our young ladies for all that they are from a substance standpoint, all that they can contribute to the world. So great job for every young lady. And, of course, they have the oyster eating kind of.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's hard to watch. Speaking of hard to watch, just another recall that we're reminding you about, Honey Smack cereal. Do not eat them. Two people in Alabama have become sickened with salmonella because of the recent recall. Check social media at Kelly K2K Finley for more information. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So don't dig them.
What's the guy's name?
Dig them. Yeah. Hour number three on the way. Y'all stay close.